Mountain Hay Fever Bluegrass Festival, Westcliff, Colorado. The High Mountain Hay Fever Bluegrass Festival runs July 10th to 13th at the Bluff and Summit Park in Westcliff, Colorado. A huge circus tent is set up in the town park with spectacular views of the mountains and valley nearby. In the 2010 census, the population of Westcliff was 568, up from 417. 15 bands played this year and festival attendance was close to 4,000. The festival is a fundraiser for children of the area and helps with medical services for the town. In the last 15 years, the event has raised almost $600,000 towards its charitable goals. In a town of 568, you know everyone, and everyone is involved in their town. There are volunteers running shuttles that pick us up in the festival parking lot and run us up the hill to the music tent. Volunteers haul trash away, direct traffic, provide first aid services, sell tickets, and one of them wraps the four-day green wristband around my wrist and fastens it securely. If I remove the band, I will have to buy another to get back inside the grounds. Smack dab in a beautiful piece of nowhere, the town and festival is big enough to attract talent and small enough to be family-friendly. You can go to the merchandise tent and visit performance after their set, buy CDs and t-shirts and ball caps. There's a beer tent, and country folks handle their alcohol better than most. Kids run in the grass outside the tent, and even dogs are well-behaved, and wag their tails in perfect time with the music. For 4 days, we listen to and enjoy all the banjo, guitar, mandolin, upright bass, and vocal music we can handle. When, as one of the musicians says on stage, talking about a song he wrote, you move from a country where 70% of the people lived in the country and farmed to a country where 7% of the population feeds the other 93%, you are seeing real change. When people don't know where their food comes from, they tend to use their humility. When the country disappears from America, we have lost ourselves. Bluegrass should be in every music collection, even if you don't know where the country is and would never go there of your own free will.